come over here today. We're doing something different today, huh? All right, good to see everyone. This is wonderful. Come on over, Thea. Can you sit right here by Peyton? Y'all come over together. No? All right. All right, we'll have a second row of kids. That's fine. Come on over, Molly. Is that everybody? Oh, we got some more coming. All right. Very good. Well, good morning, everyone. What is one of the best ways to prevent getting sick with germs? What's one of the best ways?
Wash your hands.
Washing your hands. And when do we wash our hands?
And when you hold guinea pigs and when they have...
When you sneeze.
When you sneeze, when you hold guinea pigs, what else? What's another important time to wash your hands?
Cough.
When you cough, what else?
Before you eat.
Yes, before you eat, it's very important to wash your hands before you eat. Well, there's a Bible verse that says, create in me a clean heart, O God. So how does God, we know how to wash our hands with soap and water, but how does God clean the inside when our heart or our mind gets dirty with bad thoughts or wrong things that we do? How does God clean?
Water.
Yes, well, we're going to have a baptism today, and the water reminds us of our wrong things, our sins being washed away by God. But Jesus says, if you pray and ask God to forgive you when you've done something wrong or something bad, if you ask Jesus to forgive you, He will forgive you and He will wash you clean in your mind and in your heart. And you can start over again.
With good thoughts.
With good thoughts. Amen, brother. That's what God wants us to have. So let us pray, okay? Dear God, thank you for washing us clean on the outside and on the inside. Help us, God, to be clean with good thoughts. Amen.